Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of the Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We begin chapter 16, our last chapter in Mark, with verses 1 through 4. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. Very early, when the sun had risen on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. Now, how would you react? Stone was large and you saw it rolled back and open. Do you go in? Do you run and tell someone? They would be on their way soon, discovering a white-robed man waiting to tell them that their everything had risen. They would soon see for themselves the truth of Jesus, overcoming death, as Jesus began to appear to his disciples, both male and female, to instruct and prepare for his real departure. What the world had to accept or reject: salvation. Do you believe he died and then rose from the dead? Then you too believe in miracles and the beauty of living redeemed. Instead of getting even or retaliating when things don't go as we planned, when we wed our being as one with him in everything he said. The women were first to learn and be described by another as him being raised. The angel without wings that shone in white will give them directions as their shock would anoint them to see Jesus alive, announcing his resurrection one-on-one to Mary Magdalene and the two who were walking back to Emmaus, where the walk gave them insight on the Messiah, who opened their hearts and readied them for their breakfast on the beach. One-on-one, their release. Proclaim the gospel to the world. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece Brittany, who has brain cancer. We pray for Holy Mother Church. And we pray for our Holy Mother as we do each day. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Our poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. It's chapter 16 is our practice today. It begins with verses 1 through 4, two stanza poem. It's titled, "Ongoing, the three women came him anoint." Complete was Sabbath, three women came him anoint. Salome and James' mother Mary, as well as the Magdalene Mary, spices bought. Risen barely the sun, week's day one was their early morning tomb walk. Discussion centered around the stone to roll back, or they were stuck. Their arrival gave them his stock, looking to see large stone removed its lock. Rolled back stone they'd prevent his rot. Truly, I must say, they were all in complete shock. Amen. And Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins, it's November 25th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 5:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me. Across the world on universalutterings.org, we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we had Thanksgiving yesterday with my brother-in-law, Johnny. I mention Johnny sometimes at the end of our broadcasts, as we always try to close around 7:11 and say blessings to our good friends John and Marie. But we close in the name of Jesus, and something that he recites often each day, reciting the name of Jesus three times. So as we close in our brother-in-law Johnny's honor, in the name of Jesus, amen, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.